There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
All right, we're back for the second hour of the Investigative Journal, and this hour will conclude another week on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're here every day from 11 to 1 o'clock Central Time, and I wanted to give you this program note that you can now go back to rbnlive.com, and then you'll click on the website is back, and you'll be able to click on the Internet Live. We also have expanded the amount of Internet listeners that can listen at one time. That's been improved, so if you in the past were not able to connect, now you'll be able to. So that's a good advantage. And secondly, the archives will be back shortly, and I really miss those. And I want to tell all my listeners and readers that I am going to get those back quickly, because that is not fair that the archives are withheld from the broadcasters, even if it's for a short time, because it's hard work that we've done over the years to bring this news out. And to have it just sitting there when people want to listen to it isn't fair. I believe that. I really worked hard over the years to bring on people that don't get a chance to talk in the mainstream media. Our country's in peril, and we should take that should be more important than personal matters. And that's the way I think about it. And we will get those archives back, you bet. It's property that many people have worked on. Not only technical people, but the people who have interviewed, who've taken time to speak their piece in America, and to have those years of that work just hidden now is just exactly what the New World Order does, and I don't like it. Things can be handled, personal differences can be taken care of. There's places to do that, but the archives need to be back, because I get at least, and I mean this, at least 15 to 20 emails a day asking where they are, not only for me. They are asking, why can't I get on Derry Bromfield? I want to listen to his show. I want to listen to the show at night. I want to listen to, so on and so forth all day long. People want to listen to their broadcasters that they've been listening to. And so let's get that settled quickly. I really mean that. That's what I want to work on over the weekend, to get my archives back up and the archives of RBN. And everybody then can go their own merry way and spread the truth. And that's really the key here. My guest, I'm going to introduce her and then bring her on after this break. Kay Griggs has been with me on this show several times. I always try to keep in touch with her every 3 or 4 months to see how she's doing. Kay Griggs is a patriot, a woman that has stood up for the truth and the good in this country. It all started out with her family background from Virginia, a military background. She'll get into that. And then she married a Marine colonel who turned out to be a hitman. And she heard about his hits. She heard about the New World Order firsthand. And she basically had to run for her life when she realized exactly what had happened to her. Just an incredible story. Several journalists in Washington came to her rescue, or she wouldn't be here today. And the information she gives you is firsthand knowledge of how our military hit squads just basically run over people that do not agree with this imperialistic American system that's been created. Kay has always come forward with such vital information, and I bring her on to again let America know what's really going on behind the scenes. We'll be back with Kay Griggs after this short message.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
Okay, we're back, and like I said at the break, my guest is Kay Griggs, and she was married to a Marine colonel who turned out to be an Army hitman, learned about it through a tumultuous 10-year marriage, and now basically has been telling the truth. It started out with a pastor in Michigan about 10 to 15 years ago with the exclusive interview he did. And since then, since I met Kay and started doing interviews with her, I've become a friend, and I always want to check up to make sure everything's okay. How are you, Kay?
I'm just doing fine, trying to keep up with what's happening with Petraeus and in Iraq and Iran. I think that's my focus right now, is trying to understand it and of course, try to tell people about the background of it. And how we got involved and so forth, because a lot of people just don't know the background in the 70s.
Well, go ahead, tell us, because I know you had firsthand knowledge from your position in Virginia, being born to a military family and then marrying a colonel. So go ahead, tell us that.
Well, I was a senior national NATO wife and had grown up with. In, I guess, five generations, six now, of high-level military, army and military officers in Virginia, and always linked with politicians in my family as well, who were running sort of politics here. And as a girl, I just absorbed a lot of it, but didn't really, it didn't make sense until I married the Marine Corps Chief of Staff. And while he was drinking, just told me things that, and of course, marrying someone, you want to believe that you married someone who is high up, that they're good because they're Americans. And he wasn't, and they're not, and it's scary. And yeah. I started connecting dots, and I have a master's degree in history, although it was Reformation Scottish history, and I studied a lot, wrote papers on the War for Independence and Lord Dunmore. So I started moving up in time to the beginning with the war between the states, and I started tracking and tracing this culture, which essentially began intruding into our American, what we think of as our wonderful American culture. And I began to see the tentacles emerging and beginning and morphing into what we now have. And it was their intention, I believe, from the 1820s to literally take over the world and to keep women stupid, to keep African Americans and all people, masses of people, under mind control. And it's a small group of men, and they are very limited. They're friends, and they all know each other in all the intelligence communities, military intelligence communities. And in Iran and Iraq, I noticed that beginning in the 70s, this group, they invented the what's called the Savak in Iran. And then the Savak, they had a war, as you know, when they had their revolution. I believe it was in 78.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the 50s that the Savak was begun by the Mossad, believe it or not. The Mossad created the Savak, and their whole motive, you can understand, is to destabilize, to keep the Arab nations fighting one another. They make huge profits by selling weapons stolen from our government. And, that's well known and well documented. It's not, you know, in anybody's imagination. It's well documented. And so you have Chalabi, who was actually funded by the Mossad in the Kurd section of Iraq, trying to destabilize Saddam Hussein's government. There are and there were Kurds, of course, in Turkey, and the Turkish government, the Israelis, the Mossad had many intelligence people there. But their main place of power and control was Iran, the Israelis, the Mossad, the IDF, the Sayeret Metcal and so forth, the hit squads. And after the revolution in Iran, and keep in mind, we were funding or we were fanning that those antagonisms between Iran and Iraq. We funded and helped Saddam Hussein. We were helping the Israeli Mossad start a war in Iraq using the Kurds, and then Saddam bombed Kurds who were controlled by this guy Chalabi and the Israelis. Saddam knew that the Israelis were intentionally trying to destabilize him, and he attacked them. And I'm not saying Saddam was a good person by any means, but he was our man, you see. He was Rumsfeld's man. So, I started to really look at the individuals involved, and the astounding thing that I found is that they're all friends, and they're all going to war colleges together. They're all going to conferences together. They're giving each other jobs at the RAND or wherever together. It's a very small group of very weak and cowardly men and a few women. right. who are, you know, go along, get along, because they've got a crush on some guy or two guys or, you know, what's going on all the time. And the problem, as I see it, is that we don't have people with character in positions of leadership. And I'm told, laughingly, by the guys who are at the very top, laughingly, and I shouldn't, it's F, up, you know, won't say the word. But that, it's blank up, move up. In other words, if they handle people, they can control them because they have stolen money, they've done the most unmentionable crimes and thefts. Those are the very ones who make it into the State Department counterinsurgency, counterintelligence, Near East section, which is the most, really, well, now China and so forth in the Far East. But, I mean, these are all friends of one another.
And what your personal observations and your research shows is that there's a connection between all of these men at the top in all the countries in the world, and they're fanning the flames of fire of war to profit and to control and to one day establish what we talk about much as their New World Order, correct?
Well, I really honestly believe that their primary ulterior motive is profit and greed. My feeling, knowing them as I do, they're very weak, cowardly. I call them bunker boys. I'm a Virginian. I grew up riding ponies bareback. I could shoot a rifle better than anybody. I just didn't like to kill ducks and deer. You know, I'm a Christian. I was really good at in marksmanship and better even than one of my brothers. And I'm good at things I do because I can focus on things, and that's why I really have enjoyed history so much. But when I married George, and I was in love with him because I felt God had sent him to me, and, you know, there were a lot of sort of reasons why I felt that way, but I was in that sort of mode, I guess. But when he started telling me things, confiding in me, and I wanted to learn because I felt, you know, I needed to learn. Knowledge is power, and I think the more we know, the more intelligent we are. In Virginia, at least, it's called noblesse oblige, which Jefferson and all understood that you, when you're given an education and you're given the possibility to become a leader, you're obliged to help, as a Christian, the innocent, the women, the children, the families, the culture. And this is what I was reared to do, and the kind of person my father and my family were reared to be. So this idea that killing leaders on the side, assassinating our friends that we put into power supposedly, and assassinating them when they're not corrupt, this is not, I believe, what has made America strong. And I feel strongly that Tony Blair, who wrote a wonderful article recently in the Foreign Affairs, which is their magazine. I think everyone should read it. Tony Blair dared to speak up recently in this article, and it was something about a battle for global values. And Tony Blair dared to talk about solving the problem in Palestine and Israel, about having our government be fair with regard and even-handed in as far as looking at issues of injustice.
Okay, hold that thought. I want to get back and get into your relationship, how you met your husband, what you really found out, and we'll come back after this short break with Kay Griggs.
desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge I've laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we're back with Kate Riggs, the wife of a Marine colonel who turned out to be a hitman, turned out to be one of the good old boys with Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and the rest of them. And what Kay learned during this tumultuous marriage is worth, every American should listen to how the military really operates and what Rumsfeld's really all about and all these generals that she knew in Virginia, what they're all about. And it caused her tremendous pain in her life once she started to go public with this stuff. She had to run for her life, literally. They harassed her. And it started out with good intentions. I might add that Colonel George Raymond, he is a colonel. George Raymond Griggs is not active, but he's remarried, I believe living somewhere in Connecticut. But anyway, go ahead, Kay.
I think the important thing, I think, to stress about the guys in general, because I don't like to sort of do ad hominem attacks on individuals per se unless I know something specific that they've done which is really evil or criminal. But generally, like everything else, it's about mind control and ideology. And these individuals tend to look up to certain gurus like Leo Strauss or Bernard Lewis, and or Walt Whitman Rostow. In other words, there's a certain perverse, kind of a wicked worship of men like my husband, the shooters, who are maybe attractive looking, and yet they're poor boys who sort of went to Princeton, as my husband did and some of these others, but they're still very vulnerable socially and morally, and they're able to be used. And it's the individuals who control and manipulate the minds of guys like my husband and Rumsfeld and so forth, who these individuals who reward assassins or reward corruption, reward profiteering, as Blackwater USA colonels have done recently, and they're always doing this. This is the game that they play. And to them, it's sort of black and white. It's like high school football mentality. And my feeling is that they've never, many of them have never really grown up and become adults. They're sort of atrophied in this high school period where they were recruited into the military intelligence, global CIA netherworld, which Halliburton pretty much controls here, and then they subcontract. And none of these people have moral characters whatsoever. They're not, they have no grounded faith. They have no, most of them, many of them are misogynists. They don't like women. They don't like blacks. They're essentially sort of adolescent rednecks mentally. They don't ever read. Very few of them, and it's rare, like Petraeus and so forth, actually get a master's degree or any kind of advanced degrees, because they don't read. They react.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting with your husband. You said they may have recruited him because he came from a poor family in New York. And
No, New Jersey.
New Jersey,
and
I'm sorry.
Abjectly poor. I mean, just his father was a janitor in the school he went to, and his mother worked in the ice cream store. And they didn't have a TV when other people did. There was a big argument over someone stealing a dime at Christmas, and the child was sent upstairs without any Christmas because the child stole the dime because there was no money, and it was really my husband who took the dime, but the brother got the blame, and there was a lot of guilt about that when the brother mysteriously died.
He ended up in Princeton, and as you say, became one of the good old boys, right?
Well, yeah, but it started in the high school he went to, and because he was attractive looking and poor and needy and willing, like Oswald and McVeigh. In other words, intelligence plus being good at, he was a shooter. He was a good shooter. He was the best that the Marine Corps had. And he also, having been to Princeton, and he was part of the Princeton elite, the CIA elite, Colby and most of the Carlucci, the crowd that ran the CIA and the OSS. So he was in that group because he was in the cap and gown, which was the skull and bones at Princeton.
Yeah, okay. Kay, we're going to take another short break, come back for our last half hour with Kay Griggs on the Investigative Journal. Back in about 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
All right, we're back for our final half hour on the Investigative Journal. And before I get back to Kay Griggs, and this is kind of a semi-related topic because Kay talks about a lot of things that I talk about in other shows, and she brings her personal knowledge into this with being married to Colonel George Raymond Griggs, who turned out to be a military hitman. We'll get into some of the specifics of that. But let me update this for my listeners and readers regarding the Tour of Hope that I am helping Leo Zagami from Italy form in America. And he's been this high-level New World Order Illuminati aristocrat who's come forward my show starting out about 5 months ago with incredible inside information. He decided to tell the truth. He worked at the top levels in the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge. And the information is just astounding, connecting all the dots between the Vatican Freemasonry, the American military, the American government, and all the other governments compromised by this group. Now, what Leo wanted to do was start what's called a Tour of Hope, and that means to form a committee in your town to get at the truth like Kay Griggs talks about, the truth like Leo talks about, like Eric Phelps, like Walt Williams. I can go on and on, Bill Hughes and the secret terrorists, numerous people who never get their voice heard. And so instead of just talking on the radio, Leo's idea was very good. It was to form at least a committee of 5 or 6 people in each town and then to have people come and speak about it. And then to interconnect between all these groups in our country, committees formed by a charter, who all they want to do is listen to the whole truth and nothing but the truth, nothing edited. And in Europe, there's been at least five or six now groups formed, Norway, Italy, Spain, other countries. In America, I've gotten enormous response from hundreds of people, literally hundreds of people, who are now forming these groups in at least 14 states. We're trying at this time to organize it, and then we're kicking it off with speeches. And how we're going to do that is once you get the people involved, and I've talked to a number of people, you contact me, and then we're going to set up some speeches all over the country. Now, Leo's going to be here from Italy at a certain period of time. In the interim, the availability of speakers will be told to the groups, people like Bill Hughes. We're going to talk to him, Eric Phelps, other people that want to talk about this issue, myself, and we'll set up speeches to kick it off. At that point, hopefully it'll grow to more people, and it is really, I wanted to update that. And Kay, that is something that you may want to get involved with, because I'd love to get you out speaking to people one-on-one about your story. So I just wanted to mention that, and hopefully you can help us spread the word.
Well, I think that's the American, that's a wonderful idea, because I've noticed in every town there are so many people who have knowledge, who want to share knowledge, but also others who want to learn and know the truth about what's really going on. And of course, there are others you can talk with, and they're listening to some of the aggressive, you know, sort of fringe, I don't know how to, but they're wanting to get angry and mm-hmm. you know, that they're people who stir people up. And I think what we really need are level-headed truth-tellers who have no interest in profiteering or, you know, causing people to hate one another, but really sincere people globally, too, who understand that we're about to lose this planet, and I'm among other things, I care about the planet, and it doesn't mean that I just think Al Gore is wonderful, because people want to denigrate, they want to attack the enemy. It's a tactic that George's friends use to divide people and to keep them from learning the truth and from becoming active in the community. There's a tendency I find of this group to want to, they even call it command, control, communication. They love all these little, you know, little words like TAG and DRS, you know, all these little acronyms, C4, ISR. But the real problem is getting at the real issues and solving the problems intelligently, logically, and with information, and being sincere and honest about it, and caring about people of other cultures, and trying to get individuals who can speak those languages, who think the way they think. And that is our problem today, is that we have no one at the highest level, even in the State Department, who, an American, I'm talking about a first-generation American, or, I mean, you know, an American who's been here longer than first-generation, who, like MacArthur and Patton, could speak four languages.
Mm-hmm.
That, we're missing linguists, we're missing individuals with empathy and concern for the people of other cultures, and the only focus has been Halliburton's people, and Halliburton's not the only one globally, but the contracting out of Halliburton, the profiteering, Blackwater USA, sending our honest-to-goodness retired boys who want to feed their families out with nothing to protect them. And the Marines who went into Fallujah, they had nothing to protect them. All of the money, the millions and billions that were given in bills were taken and stolen. I mean, it was another free-for-all, and the colonels knew it, and it wasn't just those six. It was everybody who went over there knew about it because there were no auditors, there was no constraint, there was no forethought, there were no plans and policies, because Chalabi and his crowd and Bernard Lewis and all the warmongers who were, you know, controlling the all these little stovepipes and information and so forth were trying to manipulate the minds of ill-informed, innocent Americans. And I don't want to call them idiots because I don't want to get into the Limbaugh category, but these, as a former teacher and a mom, these are ignorant men who are running things. They have even, I hate to say it, and I don't want to have my house bombed or whatever by Petraeus, but, I mean, when you are like a, and I'm not saying that they're bad people, Haig and Petraeus and Warner, but when you marry the daughter of the, you know, the superintendent of West Point, and you get PC special treatment, you're advanced. I mean, everybody knew that he was called a professional son, and there were some other words. You can't have a privileged character in charge. Yes, they've been over there. Yes, they've done this and that. But we really need not just the Princeton Bernard Lewis kill every Arab and Islamist. We need balanced men and women of character and courage and strength. And you see what's happened to Jimmy Carter, because he told something from his heart. He's being stoned. And we need to listen to all voices. And the more voices from the bottom up, the stronger our country will be, because that's what makes a country strong, is its moral strength.
And you talk about how this small group has really taken over power. And how do you get rid of them, Kay? From, you know, you
with
provide...
light, it's easy. It's so simple. One person can do it. Look at Jesus Christ. I mean, look at the one person. And I don't know how people feel about Desmond Tutu in South Africa, but I met him in Britain and was just very fortunate to have been in the right place. And people may say, oh, she's just a liberal. I'm not a liberal. I'm a very conservative follower of Jesus Christ, but I'm a fiscal conservative, and I believe in courage and honor and integrity in people. And I know, because of what I've been through and women like Sarah McClendon and the women who knew what was going on in the war game at 911 and the FBI, who told truth and had what they said just dismissed. It's not a gender-specific thing, courage. Courage and truth, it's easy to get rid of without decapitating or stringing up anybody. I don't believe in that. And I believe that truth and light can, we need to retire these men with shame. And take away that right now they're trying to rejuvenate Carl Steiner. And he was down there at Pat Robertson's university. And that man literally broke laws and disobeyed even men in positions in Washington favoring Israel. And yet he's trying to whitewash all of that now with Tom Clancy's help. But I mean, that's wrong, because if you leave information out, if you leave out details of what these people did and you sort of whitewash things, that's not what I call truth. I call being truthful with love. In other words, say, look, guys, you've made a real mess of it, And you need to get out of there fast, and we need to start communicating with people and stop being so deceptive. And the real motive of all of it is profiteering.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Kay, and I like your perspective. And, you know, many people out there feel helpless, but I think you give them hope. I mean, you can change things. I mean, look at your attitude. I mean, what you've overcome, and I may just paraphrase this because we've gone over this in other shows past, but you found out specific hits that were taking place. One, the president, wasn't it the American president of Beirut, and others that your husband...
He was an American, British agent, who CIA, who was, well, you know, he was working for three governments, but he was the president of the American University in Beirut, and he was a man of peace. He was a Christian, and he was murdered by us, by the Israelis. The Israelis were responsible for doing a false, whatever you call it, a false flag for the Marine Corps. The truck that went in there and killed those Marines. That was an Israeli-sponsored operation, and my husband knew that. These men, they were in the Reagan administration, and the State Department, certain of them, knew about it. They knew that the Israelis murdered all those innocent civilians who were in a camp with wires around it, women and children who were murdered, and it was blamed on somebody else. It was blamed on the Maronites, I think. It was blamed on the Lebanese. But it was really Sharon. Sharon was an evil man. And Carl Steiner is an evil man. Because they have no compunction whatsoever. They feel it's important to murder innocent people, to murder leaders that we have put up and who cannot be corrupted or who want to stay loyal to their culture for whatever reason. And therefore, you know, we're gonna string them up, or we're gonna allow them to be strung up. I personally believe, I'm more of a Robert E. Lee, you know, Stonewall Jackson kind of, just turn your sword over. Invite the general to your home afterwards, or, you know, how it was done in Japan by MacArthur. In other words, write their constitution, let the mothers vote. Because wherever you find intelligent mothers in those rooms, you will have solutions to all problems globally. And they'll be done in a nanosecond. And that is the only answer.
You know,
it is the only answer. But it's hard for, you know, guys who just love power and command, control, communication, and little medals and all these little titles and orders to let their wives even speak up at a dinner party.
And you tell some interesting stories. And again, you can, you have your tapes available. You can get them off my website too. I have your tapes available off my website. And I know there's another website you have. I think it's Kay Griggs.
That is not mine. And I don't know who's done that. And I wish they wouldn't do that. It's on, what is it? You know, where people have their own,
I don't know. I'll find out, but people.
Yeah, I wish whoever's doing that, they're certainly not doing me a favor, because it's making me look as though I'm courting. You know, I don't make a dime from anything, and I don't want to. I'm doing it because I care about the future of the planet and this country and the ideals upon which it was founded. That is my motive totally, as a Christian.
Right.
And I'm not a radical, you know, I'm a real follower of Jesus Christ.
I wanted people to know, though, that haven't listened to you before, you know, exactly what happened to you when you started telling the truth regarding...
The death threats.
And the death threats, the Basically, they came into your house. They intimidated.
The cut off bunny heads that were put on my sofa. The death insurance policies that were put on my wing chair. The man who came and sat down beside me and told me that I would be dead on a road in North Carolina, like he did his wife, if I mentioned one more thing about my conversation with Bill Colby. You cannot believe what General Joy and Steiner did and Gaiman did to try and keep me quiet. And I had court dates on my children's birthdays, on my birthday. They cut breaks. it was a real...
The generals you mentioned were the actual bosses of your husband who would assign the hits, correct? Yeah, yes, they're correct. And we'll be back with Kay Griggs right after this short message.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see. And to those who lack the courage and say it's dangerous to try, well, they just don't know that love eternal will not be denied. I know you're out there somewhere.
Okay, we're back. Our final segment with Kay Griggs. And Kay, I know you mentioned this to me before, that after you finally had to flee to Washington after you started to go public with this, and this was and with Pastor Strawcutter and a group in an interview of about 8 hours, telling about the real truth behind what was going on with these hit squads, and also your husband's involvement, the involvement of the generals you just mentioned. And Sarah McClendon, a former White House journalist, put you up for a year, and you credit her with saving your life. Is that right? Kay, are you there?
Six months. And what happened was when I spoke to General Joy, who was in my husband's Beirut diary, and wanted to know what was going on, and he said, "I don't know your husband." And I said, "Well, that's funny, General Joy, because he was the one who did Waco and Noriega, all the nasty things they did to those children, and Ruby Ridge, he and Steiner and General Gray." And I didn't think any of that was nice. I was beginning to feel very, very uncomfortable about what was going on in my own country, and knowing that these three men were involved with it, and knowing my husband was involved with them, because I had the diary, which he's seeing them every day, just those men and a few others who are now involved with things, Ryan Crocker and that crowd, seeing some of the things that they're still doing that are not what I consider American or normal or moral. So I called everybody I could find, including Sarah McClendon, who was on C-SPAN the particular day I called her up. And I told her what was happening to me, that I'd had death threats, two of them. And I am a note taker, and I had all my little information right there and so forth. And she said, "Mrs. Griggs, you are in very grave danger. Your life is in danger, let me tell you that. And I will call you right back." Well, she tried to call me right back. The General Gray, this is a SHAPE NATO group that's running all of this, by the way. It's Gladio, the Assassin Network, is international. Okay. And it's run out of MacDill it's a small group that's kind of six Special Operations Squadron now, Air Force. But it's global now. It's morphed into something that is run by SHAPE, Supreme Headquarters, Allied Powers Europe, and others. But the point is, she tried to get through to me. I was the only one living there. I'd lived there all of my life before I married George Griggs. And the Navy, or the SEAL team crowd, were diverting her calls.
Oh, but anyway, finally, you got to her. She helped
you. She went
you.
To another phone. She had to go to another phone.
Okay, listen, Kay, there's so much more to talk about. We'll get back to you again.
All right. God bless you.
Sooner. Yeah, I'll get back to you in a couple of weeks. We'll have you on
Take
again.
Take care. God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Kay Griggs. What a story. We're going to be back Monday. Yes, Monday on the Investigative Journal. We're all out of time today. Until Monday, have a good weekend. I really, truly mean that. And until Monday at 11, good afternoon.
Somehow I'll return again.